This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm MD Nafim. I'm from Dhaka, Bangladesh. I'm a student at National Ideal College, Girgaon, Dhaka. What is the best way to know the meaning of the Holy Quran? In order to have best understanding of the glorious Quran, we should try to learn Arabic as a language. The best way in order to understand the glorious Quran, in order to have in-depth understanding of the glorious Quran, is to learn Arabic as a language. If we learn Arabic as a language, then we will have in-depth analysis. It will help us to understand the glorious Quran in a better way. We should learn Lugha Fusha. So this is the first step. Learn Arabic as a language. But if we cannot learn Arabic as a language, then we can refer to the translation of the glorious Quran. But whenever we are reading the translation of the glorious Quran, we should read it along with the Arabic text. And besides reading the Arabic text, we should also refer to the books of Tafsir. For example, Tafsir ibn Kathir, Tafsir al-Tabari, Tafsir al-Qurtubi, Tafsir al-Jalalain, Tafsir al-Sa'di. We should refer to all of these books of Tafsir to have better understanding of the glorious Quran. If we do not know Arabic as a language, we should read the translation of the glorious Quran in the language we understand the best. In the English language, one of the best translations is the Abdullah Yusuf Ali, along with the commentary. Besides this, we should also read the books of Tafsir. And Tafsir ibn Kathir, it is translated in the English language. Besides this, we should also read other books of Tafsir. For example, Tafsir al-Sa'di. So besides reading the translation of the glorious Quran, the Tafsir of the glorious Quran, it is very important as well. A person who knows Arabic as a language and he only reads the Arabic text without, and this person, he is not a student of knowledge. He does not read any book of Tafsir. He just merely reads the Arabic text. Whereas there is another person who does not know Arabic as a language and he reads the translation of the glorious Quran and he reads various books of Tafsir. For example, Tafsir ibn Kathir and other books of Tafsir. And he strives and struggles in order to understand the glorious Quran. His understanding will be far superior as compared to the person who knows Arabic as a language and he only reads the Arabic text without reading books of Tafsir, and this person is not a student of knowledge. But naturally, if this person who knows Arabic as a language, if he reads books of Tafsir and if he puts in effort, he'll be far superior to the person who does not know Arabic as a language and who reads books of Tafsir in other languages besides the Arabic language. So those people who do not know Arabic as a language, they should put in extra efforts and they should not lose hope. They should put in extra efforts in order to understand the glorious Quran, in order to read books of Tafsir. And this will give them better understanding of the glorious Quran. So the best is to learn Arabic as a language. If we can learn Arabic as a language, this is the best, so that we can understand the glorious Quran directly. Because the translation of the glorious Quran, it is prone to errors, it is prone to mistakes. But the Arabic text, it is free from errors. The Arabic text of the glorious Quran, it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is free from errors. But whenever we read the translation of the glorious Quran, we should read it along with the Arabic text. So if there's any error or mistake, it is not attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather it is attributed to the person who has done the translation of the glorious Quran. So let us be regular and punctual as far as reading the glorious Quran is concerned. Let us read the glorious Quran on a daily basis and understand the meaning of what we are reciting. And we will see the transformation in our lives. We will see that our lives transform. If we want transformation in our life, if we want success in this life and the next, we should read the glorious Quran, understand it. And as far as the glorious Quran is concerned, there are two types of understanding. The first is Tadakkur al-Quran, which is superficial understanding of the meaning of the glorious Quran, which can be achieved with the translation. And the second is Tadabbur al-Quran, in-depth understanding of the glorious Quran. If you want to have in-depth understanding of the glorious Quran, it is highly recommended that we learn Arabic as a language. If a person puts in extra efforts, then inshallah he will have in-depth analysis and understanding of the glorious Quran. You will take the next question. I do not want to disclose my name and pardon me for that. I am a female dentist. I'm from Kashmir and currently I'm running my own dental clinic. I treat both male and female patients in my clinic. I want my earnings to be halal and I'm very concerned about it. My question is, being a female dentist, I just want to treat females and children at my clinic. But if a male patient comes to me with an acute pain, shall I treat him or not? There is no other clinic up to 2 kilometers in my area. Please note, I am following complete hijab at my clinic. Please guide me so that my dunya and akhirah won't get compromised due to my profession. As far as treating a patient is concerned, we should see to it that male doctors treat male patients and female doctors treat female patients. This should be practiced so that the hijab, it is maintained. And in today's time, in most parts of the world, we have female doctors as well as male doctors. So what is the reason for a female doctor to treat male patients? What is the reason for a male doctor to treat female patients? We have several doctors, and among these doctors, there are male doctors as well as female doctors. So the female patient should go to the female doctor and the male patient should go to the male doctor. This is very important. And regarding your question that you are a dentist, so what should you do in this situation? Certain times you have certain male patients coming to you. What you should do is that first you should mention it clearly that your clinic, it is only meant for females. And if you want to include children, for example, children who have not reached the age of puberty, there is no problem in this. So you should mention it clearly, for example, at the entrance of your clinic, that this clinic is exclusively for females. And you should advertise your clinic in such a way that it is exclusively for females. And we have this in certain countries of the world, for example, in Saudi Arabia, we have certain clinics wherein there is a female doctor and this clinic is only meant for females. We have female dentists who practice dentistry and in their clinic, they clearly mention it that it is meant for females and they have female patients who come to their clinics. And generally male patients don't come to their clinic. So if you mention it clearly that this clinic is only meant for females, then inshallah you will only have female patients. And the reason why I'm stressing upon female doctors treating female patients only and male doctors treating male patients only is because many a times when a doctor is treating a patient, they are in close proximity. For example, a dentist is treating a patient. So the dentist is in close proximity to the patient generally. And many a times the dentist has to touch the patient when he's treating the patient. So many a times the rules of hijab, they are broken. So therefore, we should see to it that in order to maintain the hijab, male doctors should treat male patients and female doctors should treat female patients. If there is a situation of dire necessity or an emergency, and if a male patient comes to a female doctor, then in this situation, there is no problem because it is an emergency. It is a necessary. It is a dire necessity. Or for example, if someone is dying or someone is having excessive and extreme pain, it is unbearable. So in this situation, you can accept male patients. There is no problem. So generally, what you should do is clearly mention it that your clinic is meant for females. If there are certain situations wherein there is an emergency and if a male patient comes, you can treat the male patient, but generally you should try your level best that you treat only female patients because this will help you in order to maintain your hijab and it will help you in order to maintain the rules of Sharia and not break the rules and criteria of hijab. This was the limited time that we had for this live question answer session. I would like to end the session with the verse of the glorious Quran from Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3, verse 110. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best of people evolved for mankind, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.